Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio. Brand new episode here. This is your host, Danny, and also co-host of the show, we have Paris. What's going on, man?
What is up? We're forever in San Francisco, it seems. Yeah,
we're not leaving. We're
gonna be living here. I live here now.
All right. Anybody from San Francisco, let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know what's up.
I need a place to stay.
Yeah. We live in the streets. The streets of San Francisco. Head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Also, share our episodes. Let us know your thoughts about our past episodes and email us. And this is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Paris. So while we're here in San Francisco living in the streets, there's some news that's been going around about, I think the past few days has been going around now with Google Stadia. A lot of people on Reddit has been furious, like, hey, we have the service. The Buddy Pass is about to finish, right? What's next for Google Stadia? Should I keep it? Should I continue with the service? What? So people have been posting a lot on Reddit. No answers from Google. It's just been crickets. First, let's go with that first, of the communication from their community team. Because that's the community team that has to at least engage with the consumers, right? There's nothing there at all. Just been crickets. Let's go with that first. Your thoughts on that?
Well, to be fair, there has been a response. So what happened was, or earlier this week, I believe, there was a Reddit post that went on the official Stadia forums, and it was because it had been... What had it been? Had it been 40 days since their last update or something about 40? I think it was 40 days. I could be misquoting here, but it was 40 or it was 60 days, but I'm pretty sure it was 40. The last time they had any kind of significant update about any new games coming in, any of that kind of stuff. You know, they had their vague kind of update post about, you know, 120 games are coming eventually, mm-hmm. but no concrete dates on anything. And there's been no new games, you know, since last year that have come to the Stadia platform. And we're at that point now that original Founders Edition, the 3-month thing that you and I got in on with the Buddy Pass, it's up here in a couple weeks. And now people need to make a decision. Am I going to start giving them $10 a month or am I out? Because guess what they're also not talking about anymore? That free tier that was supposed to come.
Oh, that's crickets too. That's gone.
Yeah, that's TBD.
Yeah.
So we don't know when there's going to be a free tier. If you want to continue to play on Stadia, you have to give them money to do so.
Question on that. What is it that they're promoting about the free tier early on when Google
Stadia? Well, it wouldn't be 4K. It would be 1080p. 1080p stereo sound is what that would be, which, okay, fine. But any game that I own, I can continue to play it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, you're saying, all right, anyone that wants to invest in the Stadia model can do it and play their games. But no, what they're telling you right now is not only do you still have to buy games, and you know, you get the couple free games every month or whatever, but not only do you have to buy games at retail price, you also have to spend $10 a month just to play them. Mm-hmm. There's no other way to play them. There's no free tier. There's none of that. So supposedly all the premium was supposed to give you 4K, 60 frames, 5.1 sound, which not every game does that right now anyways. And some of the ones that do, it's just up-res stuff. It's not legitimately native 4K. Mm-hmm. So look, I'm just going to be frank. I got to be frank. And you guys obviously have known me over the years. I can't bite my tongue on this. Stadia is the disaster. It is. It is a disaster. This is not how you do it. And I told you.
From the beginning, too.
I've said this from the jump. None of this looked right. None of it. Google doesn't know what they're doing. So going back to the original thing, they have had communication, I believe Grace at Google or whatever name, commented on this Reddit post that got upvoted over 9,000 times because they were complaining, like, look, we're at the end here. We want answers. You're not giving us answers. What the hell's going on? We're your most loyal fans. Please tell me why I'm going to continue to invest into this.
That's a great question.
And even Grace basically was a sympathy reply, like, yeah, I feel you. I understand what you're saying. I really don't have anything else to give you. And then I just saw before we recorded, PC Gamer had an article they put up with some Stadia exec or something, was basically refuting what was being said on Reddit and was blaming the lack of game announcements on the publishers. That, well, we leave it up to the publishers, not up to us. Wrong. You are a brand new platform doing a brand new technology that you're trying to sell people on. You need to get out in front of this. You don't. This is the third case where they have blamed the publishers for something instead of taking ownership. This is absolutely poor customer service that we're getting from Stadia. I'm sorry. Anyone is listening to this right now, I'm just going to say it. You're throwing your money in the trash by giving it to Stadia. You are right now. There are so many other gaming alternatives out there right now. Why would you invest in this gimmick? Because that's what it is right now. It's a freaking gimmick. It is not something that I would give them any of my hard-earned money to. You want to give it to me for free? I'll try it just like I did. We got to try it for 3 months. Danny, and I'm not going to lie to you, maybe 2 weeks, I was done.
You want to keep it real with you?
Yeah.
With me? I only tried it once with you.
That's what I'm saying. And I tried stopped. It. And I'm out.
And here's why. The games I only had available was that, Tomb Raider, whatever the free stuff they gave away. And two other ones, and that's it.
Yeah.
Versus Project S Cloud, 80 something games.
Yeah.
Free beta, free everything. And I'll play on my phone on the go. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to play with that. There's no reason for me to play Stadia. So I canceled my account, my
subscription. And I did too. I canceled mine because I'm like, I'm not going to play anything on here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even the couple games that I would play, I would just go play them on GeForce Now or I'd play them on xCloud.
Yeah.
I have zero faith in this platform. I cannot stress this enough. This is not me trying to bait people into getting clicks or listen or whatever. I'm just giving you my God honest opinion on this. And I have not wavered since before it came. I told you this was going to happen. I told you because I could see the piss poor management of how this was happening. And this is exactly what it is. Whoever is in charge of this does not know what they're doing. They should have gotten veteran, experienced people from the industry to run this thing because they would have got out in front of this. They would have saw the business model that they were doing and they would have said, that ain't going to work. You got to do something else.
You know what I think? Well, this is not what I think, but I've been hearing that it's the higher ups that rushed this.
Yeah.
And people internally were like, no,
yeah,
don't. But let's say this is make believe this is our 9-to-5 job, Paris. If our boss saying no, we're releasing this on this day, we have to do what we got to do.
Be like, okay,
yeah, but I bet people within the team like, damn, this is not good,
know they
man.
Are. But you know they are,
yeah,
you know they are,
yeah,
and that's the frustrating thing about it because we know there's some highly intelligent people that work at Google, but clearly the people making the decisions don't know what they're doing.
They're not,
and that's the frustrating thing about it. They don't know what they're doing. They are throwing this out to fail. It is literally because I've heard through the grapevine, allegedly there's certain people at Google wanted it to go out to prove a point because they knew it was going to fail. So they can say, see, I told you so. But that's a rumor. I have no idea if that's true or whatever. But I'll be damned if it don't look like that's exactly what this is. This is being set up to fail.
Yeah,
because I will ask. I ask the same question every time that I have some crazy Yahoo come at me on Twitter with the sword and shield defending Stadia when I say something like this, like, "Oh no, it's great. It's this, it's that, and the other." I always ask the same question, and I always get the same response back. If you could only buy, and I just use like Cyberpunk 2077 as an example, if you could only buy Cyberpunk 2077 on what platform? Which one are you doing it on? No one says Stadia.
No
and
way.
That's my point. There are other more viable, more reliable platforms out there to play, to give a company $60 of your money to to play your game. I want to know that every time I want to play, it's available for me to play. I do not have that guarantee with Stadia.
No.
You don't.
Because it gets so shut down. How are you going to get that game back?
Well, not even that. Just the fact that it's cloud streaming only, that cannot be the primary way you play a game. It just cannot be. Not in 2020. Maybe in 2120 we can do something like that, right? But not now.
Yeah. But here's the part where I find this super tacky. When a higher up from Google, don't blame us, blame them, blame the developers.
It's extremely tacky.
Super tacky. And honestly, you're killing the business between Google and the developers, their partners. You want your partners to be happy and want them to release more gaming content to your service, because without content, your service is just down the toilet. Like, what is the reason for you to play a game if there's no content? So, yeah, the more you say, the more you blame the developers, the publishers, they're going to be like, you know what? Screw that. We're going to go somewhere else. Companies that are going to treat us right.
Yeah.
And the business that makes sense for us.
Yeah.
Why were they going to go and do that, man? I don't know. I just find the whole thing weird.
I'm just telling you, we will have a conversation a year from now. Stadia will not exist.
In a year?
Yep. I'm saying it right now.
I think maybe a little bit more than a year.
I'm putting my name on it, dude. I do not think we have a conversation. Was it January 30th, 2020? We're doing this. I do not think Stadia exists a year from now. I don't.
Paris, here's the thing. Google has a lot of money.
I don't care. I
don't see this. Like, I think this is a very huge investment. I just don't see them in a year. Now, let's cancel it. That will be a PR disaster. A PR disaster if that happens.
I'm calling it now. I'm calling it. Wow. I don't think we're talking about Stadia as being a product that you can go purchase a year from now.
Damn.
A year from now.
So what is it that Google needs to do to convince you, like, okay, you know what?
They need to go to some kind of subscription model. They have to. They need to literally take Game Pass. That needs to be the model that you play Stadia on.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, I still say you partner with Valve or whoever and you have an offline mode to play games. If you're telling me I have to spend $60 retail, I don't care if I go to Stadia.com to buy my game and use that platform to stream it when I want to stream. Mm-hmm. But when I want to play offline, let's just say it's PC. I want to play offline on a PC. I should be able to download that game and play it on my PC as well. Sorry, the technology is not mature enough yet to tell me the only way I can play it is via cloud streaming. I will not invest in that. If you're investing in that right now, you're investing in hope. You hope it works. You don't know it works. And that's because there's way too many variables right now that can interfere with that. Like, you were doing Project X Cloud, messing around today on the Wi-Fi, and the Wi-Fi kind of wasn't working right. So then you switched over to 4G and it worked better, right?
Yeah.
That's a variable. This is what I'm trying to say. It's not always going to be 100% reliable to play on.
But here's the difference. That game that I was playing, I have the digital version. Other people have the physical version.
But
right?
That's my point.
And there's different options for me to play
that's
that.
That's my point.
If Wi-Fi, actually, you know, I lived in Miami. A hurricane comes over, destroys Miami. No electricity.
Yeah.
No Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
4G, most of the time, goes away. How the hell am I going to play those games? So at least, let's say the power comes back, there's still no Wi-Fi. I could turn on the TV, put my physical or the digital version of the game, and I could play it without depending on the streaming part, you know, but at least there's different options. Imagine me using Google Stadia and I'm in that situation. I can't play it at all until everything comes back.
This will go down in history as the worst platform launch in the history of gaming.
Damn.
When I say that, I'm including Atari Jaguar, the freaking
Virtual Boy.
Yeah, Virtual Boy, the 3DO. All that nonsense, man. TurboGrafx-16, all that, because no one's going to invest real money into this, tangible money, unless it has a significant shift in business philosophy. And that includes some type of offline mode. That includes some type of subscription service. Until they do that, because I'm telling you right now, to spend $10 a month to just do 4K 60 frames per second, you might as well light the money on fire. It's the same thing. Because the beauty of Stadia, which we're seeing again with Project X Cloud, it streams in 720p, right? Yeah. I'm watching Tony play last night. Looks fantastic on a mobile phone. Looks fantastic on a tablet at 720p. So I don't need it to be 4K. Most people, if I'm worrying about 4K on a big screen, I'm inside my house. Why am I streaming in my house?
Yeah.
Hook up your PC. Hook up your console to play. That is just realistic. That's not trying to... Stop trying to be the Jetsons. We ain't the Jetsons yet. The technology's not there to be the Jetsons. I'm just going to stream everything. Doesn't work. Works great with music and all that because it's smaller file size. You don't have to worry about the lag and everything that comes with the input when you're trying to play a game. So yeah, music streaming, fantastic. Movie streaming, fantastic. Game streaming, hell no. We're not there yet. We're there to use it as a supplement, not as the primary way you play games. And Google Stadia's business model is dumb. It is as dumb as people to argue about console wars.
Yeah, and so, honestly, because we tried both Project X Cloud and you also tried the NVIDIA.
Yeah, GeForce Now. I've done them all. Yeah.
So and it's like,
and I've done EA's too.
Oh, EA. Yeah, that's another one too. Yeah. I forgot. But there's options. There's different ways for you to play it. So there's not that. There's no other options with Stadia. Like you're stuck with whatever they have now. And all these features that they announced that it was launching, delayed. What happened to it?
And that's what I'm saying. It's they are under-delivering, over-promising, and shifting the blame. I mean, this is a disaster. It is. They're the joke. Like, we're at, and we saw coming to Stadia on Redacted. Everyone laughed.
Yeah, that was pretty sad.
Everyone laughed. That's real. And the people up there had a grin on their face because they freaking know too. It's like, okay, it'll go there. Ain't anybody going to freaking play it. Dude, what did I tell you about Destiny 2 before Stadia came out? I freaking told you about Destiny 2. I go, no one that hardcore plays that game will do it on Stadia. Dude, there's not even 10,000 people playing it right now on Stadia. You know, best estimates right now, there may be 6,000 people playing Destiny 2 on Stadia right now.
Drop more.
PvP matches, you're in the queue forever because you can't matchmake with anyone. So it's like, come on, really? No one raids on there. No one does any kind of challenging activity on freaking Stadia for Destiny 2. And they give you that game for free. So anyone that has Stadia has Destiny 2. Nobody plays it on there. Nobody.
I have a question for the listeners. Because we know there's people that got Google Stadia. Because they were
One dude that seems to freaking stalk me on Twitter about it.
Still, to this day.
Well, no, I told him to knock it off. Because constantly trying to beat me over the head with your opinion isn't going to work. Hey, everyone has their opinion. I'm not saying you can't like Stadia. Like Stadia all you want. But don't constantly try and tweet at me that it's going to change my mind. I've made it crystal clear what I think about it. Mm-hmm. I can respect your opinion. If you want to enjoy it, knock yourself out. God bless you. I'm not going to your timeline trying to tell you to not like it. Yeah. So please stop coming to my timeline trying to tell me to like something I'm not going to like. Because I'm not. Because they ain't getting my money. Not as it currently is. No freaking way.
And there's no first party exclusives.
Oh, no. Again, they're coming. Which, again, poor business model. If... said it a million times. If this damn thing was a beta right, if they had a big BETA slapped across it, no one's complaining. Because they could say, we're just in beta. We're just testing the technology. We're not there yet. Stadia should have launched at launch, should have had 2 to 3 exclusive games that you can only play there. Compelling games that people are like, man, I got to go play that. I'm getting Stadia because I want to go play that. Mm-hmm. What did they have? Was it Gris or something? They had one exclusive game, but it was...
But not that one.
No, well, it was something. I don't know. But my point is, it wasn't nothing that people were going
to
play.
What I was going to say, we have listeners that have Stadia. So my question to you, that the listener that subscribes to Stadia, what is it you like about it? Are you happy with the service that now has been a couple months? Is it worth it? Do you see yourself continuing to play Stadia and continue paying $10 a month or whatever? Like, because here's the thing. You only have two different ways, I think. No, is it two? Maybe three.
Oh, don't even get me started about that.
To play Stadia. So it's one from the Pixel phone, which is weird because Google is Android. They could have done this with
but
every
only,
Android.
But only one phone works with it.
Ridiculous. And when you do play it, you have to connect. It's not wireless. It's not Bluetooth. You have to connect your controller to the phone. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Second, TV. You have to buy the little device.
The Chromecast. No, but you got to get the specific one because maybe it is now, but the original, you couldn't get any Chromecast because firmware update weren't out for them. So you had to buy the Founders Edition to do that.
Ridiculous. And the third option is Google Chrome browser.
Yeah.
That's it. With Microsoft, the Project X Cloud, I'm playing on my phone. Yes, it's not an iOS. It's not on TV. It's not, but it says beta.
But right, and that's why everyone's fine.
Yeah, and it's free.
Yeah, that's why you're fine with.
There's 80 games.
Yeah,
just recently just added three more. I don't know where, maybe four. And believe it or not, we're still gonna see more new games. And I have a strange feeling this beta is gonna go all the way to the launch of Project X Cloud with the name of the service, and I see that happening.
I take you one further again. Beta works on all the Android phones, Bluetooth, wireless, all that. Beta, right?
Yeah.
You could sideload it on NVIDIA Shield, download the app, Bluetooth, wireless, it works.
Yeah.
Beta. GeForce Now, beta. Works on any Android device. Any Android device. Download the app, Bluetooth, play to your heart's content, play it on PC, download whatever you want to do. Beta. Beta.
Yes.
Beta. Stadia.
Yeah.
Give us $130. We'll give you a Chromecast Ultra. We'll let you do wireless on that. You do wireless on that one. I'll let you do that one. Okay?
Yeah.
I give you about 15 games. Okay? You got to buy like 12 of them. You got to give me $60 for 12 of them.
Yeah.
But Android, not every Android phone, just one.
Pixel.
Just one. Just a Pixel phone.
Yes.
No wireless. You got to plug it in. On the phone, you got to plug in a wire on the phone. No Bluetooth. We can't do that. PC.
Yeah.
Google Chrome. Okay, Google Chrome. Everybody go Google Chrome. You do the Google Chrome.
Yeah.
No wireless. Got to plug it in. You paid for that. You had to pay for that. You had to pay for all that.
Yes.
You had to pay for that. That's all I'm saying.
It's not even beta.
No beta. You paid for that. 1.0 product. You paid for it.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. I'm crying.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's Stadia.
That's
Stadia.
That is sad.
But games are coming. They're coming. I can't tell you when, but they're coming.
Yeah.
Free tier. It's coming. I don't know when, but it's coming.
Yeah.
You just keep giving us money. You want to keep playing after next month?
No.
Give me money.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can play it. But only on the Pixel phone. Only in the Chrome browser. That's it. That's all you can do. Unless you want to give me $130 for the Chromecast. That's it.
Just for that breakdown alone, it is funny, but it's the freaking truth.
Yeah, it's 100% the truth. It's a disaster, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's a disaster.
I don't know. It's
okay, I'm gonna give you another example. So there's and he's on YouTube. You can go search him if you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's called StadiaCast. He's on YouTube.
Oh, it's a podcast?
I don't know if it's a podcast, but he does like YouTube, like he's live on camera and all that. He'll play Stadia stuff. And, you know, he was trying to be a pioneer. He's like, I'm going to get out in front of this.
That's fine. Stadia. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's been rough. Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
When I'm critical of something, I like to educate myself. I like to make sure I'm not talking out of my butt where I actually know what I'm talking about. So let me find the content creators. Let me find people who are talking about it. Here's StadiaCast, dude. So he's in it. I ain't even got the words. I'm just shaking my head looking at Danny. He's about tapped out. He's tapped out.
Damn,
that's Stadia guy.
And it's only been a couple months.
And he's waving the Stadia flag. And he's like flummoxed. Because he's just repeating the same things over and over at this point. He has nothing new to say, to add. He can't convince anyone to buy it. He's just kind of, all right, well, hey.
Damn,
you know?
Man, that's.
But that's my point. And that's what I mean. Even going back to the Reddit post, this is the official Stadia Reddit. So these are your diehards. They got the torches and pitchforks out. Like, what are we doing? I even went to again, I do my research. I went to NeoGAF. I don't suggest going there, but go to NeoGAF.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very toxic place. People think they're smarter than they really are. But anyways, there's one dude on there waving that Stadia flag at the launch. He'd shown where he had bought like all this stuff, like bought all the launch games, everything. He was all in. He put a post up last week. He tapped out. He's like, I'm out. I'm done.
Did they
lost me.
Okay, so those two people that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Did they post a video or a new thread on why they're tapping out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So let's go with the video guy.
Yeah.
To what he
Well, no. The StadiaCast dude hasn't tapped out. It's just he has no more enthusiasm for the platform is my point.
Yeah.
Here's
the thing when for those that are listening and don't know how it is behind the scenes, like when a company launch a product, they want to get the content creator, the consumer excited because we are going to be the ones talking about it, not only to our community, but to our friends. Oh my God. Like I remember Paris when I went to Xbox Unleashed back in the days, dude, they were just hyping it up. Here, get ready for the content. They even gave us free games, everything because they want. It's a new thing. Like this is Microsoft's first console.
Yes,
never been to the video game business before, but I could tell that they were passionate and excited. There was always communication, not only with the fans that were there, but also all the fan sites. Do you remember the early days?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. Team Xbox.
Yeah,
everybody's getting interviews. There's communication all the time. There even the execs will go to forums and post to do like questions with everybody. Right? Again, communication is always there. Then the system comes out. Did it beat the sales of PlayStation? No. But that hardcore consumers that were there since
you're building the brand. You're building the trust,
and they still stay with the company still to this day. There's people that started back then.
Oh, I know.
And it's not only Xbox.
Yeah.
There's it's anything, other companies.
Nintendo, PlayStation. Yeah, everyone has someone that's waving the flag for their brand.
Yes. So why Google's not doing that? Why they got to be typical Google way, secretive, blaming others, never Google?
This is all they got to do. I'm telling you right now, this is all they got to do. Phil Harrison comes out, written statement, video, whatever. Take full ownership for the F-ups. Like, we screwed up with this launch. It is our fault. We're working hard. Here's our roadmap for getting this fixed, right? Until then, everyone that's a founder, we got you. If you already invested in this, we got you until we get it right. Until we feel this platform is worthy of you giving us money for it, we got you. Now, if you still want to buy the new, we're still going to try and put new games out and all that. New games. We got you. You go buy them, it's fine. But we're still going to give you 2 free games a month. And we're not going to ask you to give us $10 a month for the 4K, none of that stuff. If you've already, you're good until we feel it's truly ready the way that it should have been. Own it. Don't go, well, it's the publisher's fault it's not 4K. It's the publisher's fault that you don't know
multiple
that
there's
new games are coming out. Well, we don't have anything to announce right now about this or that. We're just, you know, it's like, come on. Talk to your consumer base. You are the ones that are trying to enter a market where your competitors, your youngest competitor in this market has been around since 2001. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Your youngest competitor in Xbox has almost been around 2 decades at this point. So they have a 2-decade head start on you with experience, with mistakes, all this stuff. And you don't see them rolling out no freaking cloud streaming. Here you go.
Yeah.
They're taking their time. Look at what your competitors are doing and take those lessons learned from it. Mm-hmm. You know, Microsoft had to go through Red Ring of Death. PlayStation had to go through telling you to spend $600 and get a second job for the consoles. Obviously, the Xbox One fiasco. They've all, Nintendo, Wii U disaster, freaking Virtual Boy. They have all screwed up at some point. And they always work with their fan base, communicate and bounce back even stronger.
But here's the difference. They always would say, yeah, we messed up.
We messed up.
Yes. All of them. All three companies. Yes. Google, they don't like to blame themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because... Because
we're the smartest people in the world, so we know better than you. And that doesn't work in the consumer market
like
this.
That's super cocky, yo.
Especially when your competition... Let's just be real here. Your competition is better. Period. Point blank. There's not even an argument. I will buy a Microsoft, a Sony, a Nintendo product way before I would buy a Google product when it comes to gaming. Because I know I can trust them. I don't know I can trust you. Mm-hmm. You need to prove to me I can trust you. Mm-hmm. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, I want to take a moment to get a word from our sponsor, Keeps. Fellas, 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35. Or if you're like me, you're going to experience it by age 24. The good news, with today's advancements in science, which they were around back in 97, Keeps offers proven treatments that can combat the symptoms of hair loss and help you keep the hair you have at half the cost of your local pharmacy. You don't have to go broke avoiding being bald. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. And some you may have tried before, but probably never at this price. Plus, Keeps now offers a prescription shampoo to keep your scalp healthy too. Fellas, prevention is the key. Keep the hair you got. They are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. So act fast. Many men even experience hair regrowth. My God, if my hair would grow back, I'd get an afro with Keeps treatments. So find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and nearly 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps treatments start at just $10 a month. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month free. That is an amazing deal to keep your hair. So, how do you do this? Go to keeps.com/GTR to receive your first month of treatment for free. That is KEEPS.com/GTR. And that will allow you to get your first month of treatment for free. So again, fellas, it's Keeps. Check it out. Let's keep the hair we got. Let's not go bald like me, like I did 20 years ago. Keep what you got. Maybe even grow some of it back. That is keeps.com/GTR.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
I just feel bad for those that got to see the potential and they're like, we're supporting Google Stadia.
Look, when they first announced it, we joked about Phil Harrison, oh, he's a Grim Reaper, but when they first announced it, we're all, hey, all right, let's see where this goes. Okay, wow, that's some huge promises, y'all. Okay, let's see what you do. Yeah. They even had a booth at Gamescom. Remember, I came from Gamescom. What did I say? Wow, I was skeptical. I got my hands on Doom Eternal. It worked at the booth. I go, it worked. It was great.
Yeah.
Let's be clear here. The technology of cloud streaming in the ideal situations is fantastic. I play it at my house. It's fantastic because I'm close to a data center. My pipe is fast. I'm good. Mm-hmm. That ain't the question I'm talking about right here. My question is, your half-assed business model doesn't work for the vast majority of people, and you're not living up to the things that you promised. I didn't demand that you give me 4K 60 frames. I didn't demand that you're giving me wireless controllers at launch and all this other stuff. You said you were doing that. I'm not the one that said I was going to have the share streaming and the achievements popping in and all this other stuff they said you're going to be able to do. Content creators can be on YouTube and then I can instantly pull a fan into the game and we can play NBA together. You told me I was going to have all that. I didn't ask for any of that. So where is it? Crickets.
What was the reason of Google announcing all those things if it wasn't ready?
Because that's what they do.
I prefer just announce what's going to be ready for launch and surprise everybody else. Oh, we're going to add this. We're going to add this and that and this. Like, I like how Xbox been doing it. You're randomly just adding games. Like, days that nobody is expecting. Whoa, they added what, 10 games? What? All free.
Yeah.
I like that. I love surprises. But don't try to gas everybody up so you could buy the product. And once we get the product, we're stuck. Like, what are we going to do with that little device? With the Google Chromecast? What are we going to do with that?
Put Netflix on it and watch a movie, I guess? I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Now,
yeah.
To you know, before people just literally label this Stadia hate radio, let's go to something else. E3.
Oh, okay.
Statement came out 7 hours ago.
Oh, this is a new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Statement came out 7 hours ago.
Yeah.
They are here to earn back our trust.
For the media. This is the journalist.
Yeah, this is the journalist stuff.
Okay.
They've implemented new, they've partnered with a cybersecurity company, new implementation on a website, make sure our data is protected, all that kind of stuff. Like, what did they say? 130 days away, 134 days, whatever it was, away from E3. And they're here to win back our trust. And they got some exciting partners, exhibitors, all this kind of stuff. And new focus, the whole thing. We're going to be able to register in 2 weeks.
Okay. You're about to say something because I see you're starting off like that. And?
No. My and is this. I'm glad you're doing this.
Okay.
I'm glad they're making the statement because you damn sure better. You exposed my private information to the internet. We all got weird calls in the middle of the night from that kind of stuff. That's not cool. Mm-hmm. So I hope this is just the initial statement in a series of showing us that I can go on there in 2 weeks and register and know that you're not going to leak my data again.
Yeah.
Because that's super, super important. No one should be taking that lightly. Especially in the current age that we're in. I work in security. I know. I won't curse, but there's some scary stuff out there. You don't want your information leaked out there because people can literally ruin your entire life mm-hmm. over that, right? So I'm glad to see that they're not just acting like everything's okay. And, all right, yeah, just come to register to E3 because we know you want to be here and you want to play the games and do the interviews and all that kind of stuff. So, all right, good first step. But let's see what's next. Let's see what happens in the next 2 weeks. Again, communication. Keep the communication going. Keep the conversation going and let us know what's going to happen.
Communication is important with anything, yeah. Man. Relationships.
Yeah.
Business. You always have to communicate with people. From the business side, I feel like the company always have to, not 24/7, but, hey, keep us up to date. What's going on? What's mm-hmm. what's next? Get us excited. But if you stay quiet, it's not going to work out, man. That's going to make a lot of us just not.
We're not going to trust you.
Yeah. We're not going to go. We're not going to buy your product, nothing. So at the end of the day, communication is the key, man. It's the key. And please, for the love of God, stop blaming others, man. Like, I know when this whole ESA thing happened, they were blaming hackers, not the ESA.
Yeah.
The ESA was the one that actually messed up.
Yeah, you made it easy for the hackers to take the information.
It wasn't even the hacking.
Yeah.
It was just
public consumption.
Yes.
That's the scary part.
Yeah.
Anybody could have grabbed that. And who knows how long it was just sitting out there.
Multiple years.
Yeah.
Not just one year. Multiple years. So, I don't know. Ridiculous. Anything else, Paris? This was a pretty good rant. We haven't done a rant like this in a while.
Hey, we're in person, so we got to do it face-to-face.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I know people, I'll catch flack for what I said, but that's fine. It's just how I truly feel. It's how I feel as a consumer when it comes to Stadia. You're asking me to give you my money. I work hard for my money, so I'm not mm-hmm. going to give it to some half-ass, you know, attempt at becoming a gaming platform, because that's what this is. It's half-ass. It's not. You have enough examples out there. You have decades of examples out there of how to do it the right way, and you're not doing it the right way. You're trying to take a gimmick, which is cloud streaming, and make it mainstream, but you're not giving us anything to fall back on. Where's my safety net? Is basically what I'm saying. Where's my safety net for this? How do I know? Because I'm sticking to what I said. How do I know January 30th, 2021, I'm not out all the money that I invested into this platform? How do I know? How do I know you're not going to pack up and leave? Because I'm telling you, they're not going to be around a year from now.
Once again, I think more. We could disagree.
Yeah,
on that
we'll
part.
Disagree on that. I know a lot of people disagree with me on that, but I think something drastic happens and they're just gone.
I honestly think at the end of the day, I'm going to keep it 100 with you and everybody else. They need new leadership, man. I think whatever they have right now with Phil Harrison there and whoever else
don't
is
know
there,
what they're doing.
I think it's time for a change because it's not looking good. Get leaders that are good at that and get everybody excited, not only within the company from the Stadia team, but also the consumers too, man. Because
yep.
Right now, it's not looking good, man. It's not looking good overall, man. So we just can't be like that. And look, let's be real. Phil Harrison has a great track record on failures from every launch. Xbox.
Someone posted that too, where he enters the picture for a product and how long it takes after to go under. It's not good. It's not good.
So wait, so it's what was the first one?
When he PlayStation Home.
PlayStation Home. No, wait, PlayStation 3.
But PlayStation Home was his baby.
That's his baby too?
Yeah. And he bounced. And then PlayStation Home, poof. Atari, poof. And then he went to Microsoft.
Xbox One.
Poof.
Yeah.
Stadia, poof. Well, it's going to be. But
I know I think there was one.
And there
more.
Might be one more. There was an article on it. But yeah, but those are the ones I can think of off the top of my
head. Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. Not good. All right, cool. Anything else?
So this isn't gaming, but it's sort of related. Again, breaking news. WWE effective immediately let go of their chief financial officer and their chief revenue officer. So basically the VPs right under Vince, out.
Whoa, why?
And
what happened?
And their stock just dropped.
Why?
Don't know. But obviously somebody's not happy about something. So they're out.
Wow, I didn't know this. This is like breaking news.
Yeah, this happened earlier today.
Yeah, so by the time that you guys hear this, it's already old news. But wow, I didn't know that, man.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's something to do with Fox, because that Fox maybe is not happy.
Yeah, Fox might not be happy. The XFL is about to launch. You know, there's a lot. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, maybe
the WWE Network.
Maybe WWE Network's not pulling in the revenue that they're expecting. Maybe WrestleMania. I doubt WrestleMania. WrestleMania sells out regardless.
Well,
but
Royal Rumble just happened.
Yeah, maybe the Rumble didn't get the return. I mean, who knows? But the fact that this is happening right now before WrestleMania, not good.
Not good.
Not good, man.
But see, that's a perfect example. If something is not working,
Vince don't play.
No, Vince
don't play.
Nope,
hate him, whatever. Vince don't play. Vince is about making that cheddar. So
yeah,
if things ain't going right, he's like, all right, you're out.
Yeah, and it should be like that.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right, we're gonna wrap it up here. Paris, thank you. That was a great conversation about Stadia and a little bit of other things too.
Send feedback for real. I'm being dead serious on that. I want to know what people think. Am I just talking out of my butt and I'm losing my mind, or is this legit? I seriously want to hear what people think about this. And if you are waving the Stadia flag, if you're down with Stadia and you think this thing is going to survive and work, tell me why. I want to hear it. Because
the way, not rant. Don't like curse at Paris. Like, tell us, no, you guys are wrong because
X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could talk. We could have a conversation.
Yeah, have a conversation.
And actually, we'll read it or play the voicemail on our podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I like that. All right. All right, so head over to GamerTagRadio.com. And yes, we have a bunch of episodes there. Look, in a couple of days, Paris, 1,000 episodes coming. 1,000. Amazing.
Yep. Phil Spencer.
Longest running gaming podcast. Yes.
The longest running gaming podcast.
Yes. And actually, we're going to be the first.
Well, actually, we're not. No, Orange Lounge
has been around.
I think they're longer and longer, right?
Yeah,
we're one of the longest.
Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah. But we're hitting 1,000 first gaming podcast to ever do that in history.
Yep. When we didn't skip any episodes, straight 1,000.
And actually, before we wrap it up, that we did a calculation on how that happened throughout the years.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you do a podcast every week, right?
Yeah.
That's 52. If we started doing twice a week in 2014, so that's 104.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, we take a week off here, holidays and stuff. So it's not 100% accurate.
We'll add some extra content. Yeah, yeah. Especially
but if you add, and this is not even including the E3 content. So if you add it all up, I mean, it's not the craziest thing in the world after 15 years to hit 1,000. I mean, if you look at Joe Rogan, Joe Rogan's like over 2,000 because he's a madman. He'd be putting like 3-4 episodes out a week.
Yes.
So,
yeah. I mean, if you think about it, we release 40 to 55 episodes, the most 55, maybe 57 during E3.
Yeah.
I just started counting those
like
maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
No, it'd be fun. I'm excited for episode 1,000 because that'll be the next. Is it? No, it's not the next one after this. There'll be one more after this.
One more after. Yeah. We got to. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be good.
And that's it. Just want to say that. And thank you for listening. Until next time, we are out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.